早上好，
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
亲爱的天父，
Lord, we just bow down to you today.
我们来到谦卑的来到您的面前，
It's a blessing to be in the house of the Lord this morning.
真的是您的恩典，我们可以来到神的殿中。
Father, help us to understand your scriptures.
请帮助我们，明白圣经上的话语。
I pray your truths will pierce our hearts this morning.
我祷告，真理会在我们的心中显现。
I pray you receive all the glory today.
我祷告，你们会，神会拿掉你们一切的忧虑。
For Jesus alone is worthy.
我们只需要注目于耶稣。
Fill me with the Spirit as I preach your word.
请圣灵充满我，在我传讲您的话语的时候。
To Jesus be the glory in all things.
神的恩典充满我们的殿。
Amen.
阿门。
Imagine with me for a minute.
邀请你跟我一起想象一下，
There's a man married with children.
有一个男人结婚有小孩，
He wants the simple life.
他只想要一个简单的生活，
A small house.
一个小房子。
The ability to provide for his family.
有能力养家糊口，
He wants what many of us already have.
他想要的可能我们在座的很多人都已经拥有了，
But there's something different about this family.
但是这个家庭有一些不同的地方。
On a cold fall day, the dad is wearing sandals and a dirty t-shirt.
在一个凉爽的秋日，这个爸爸穿着拖鞋和一个肮脏的 T 恤，
Others would wear jeans and a sweatshirt.
其他的人可能穿牛仔裤和运动衫。
The mom's face has stress written all over it.
妈妈的脸上写满了压力，
Exhaustion, worry, and anxiety are hidden behind a fake smile.
强颜欢笑的背后隐藏着疲惫、担忧和忧虑。
Their children appear slightly thin.
他们的孩子显得有些瘦小，
Their clothes are noticeably small.
他们的衣服穿在身上明显的小了。
You don't think much of it at the time.
你当时可也没有想太多的事情。
You, in fact, have many other priorities and obligations in life.
因为你自己的生活当中已经有了很多的义务和其他优先的事项。
Then you get a text message with these words, "I hate to ask, but we need help."
但是突然呢，在你的手机上，你收到了一个短信，说着：“虽然我不想求你，但是我们需要帮助。
One text message screams 1,000 words of hopelessness.
一条短信可能呼叫着1000个绝望的字眼。
What would you tell this man?
你会对这个男人说什么呢？
Open your Bibles, if you will, to Acts chapter 27.
打开你的圣经，翻到《使徒行传》的第23章。
And as you're opening your Bibles, I want to take us back to Acts 23 for just a second.
就打开你的圣经，我马上会跟你讲一下在《使徒行传》的第23章。
In Acts 23, the Lord Jesus appeared, declaring that Paul must testify about Jesus in Rome.
在《使徒行传》的第23章，主基督耶稣显现，宣告呢，保罗必须到罗马做见证。
More than 2 years later, Paul is finally on his way to Rome.
2年多以后，保罗终于启程前往罗马。
In Acts chapter 27, we finally see Paul as a prisoner on a ship in the middle of what is quite possibly his most hopeless circumstance.
在《使徒行传》的第27章，我们可以看到，我们亲爱的使徒保罗，他是一个囚犯，正处在他至今为止最绝望的境地。
See, we might expect God to roll out the red carpet and provide a smooth ride for Paul.
我们可能期望着神铺上了红地毯，并提供一个顺利的、轻松的旅程。
But as we know, nothing about Paul's life was easy or simple.
众所周知，保罗的一生没有任何的轻松和简单。
Our lives are similar.
有时我们的生活也很相似。
Sometimes along our journey, we encounter hopeless situations.
在我们人生的旅途当中，有的时候我们也会遇到绝望的情况。
And the first point I want us to see today is the storms of life are difficult.
第一点我要讲的就是人生的风暴是艰难的。
Look at verse 20. When neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and the storm continued raging, we finally gave up all hope of being saved.
使徒行传第二十七章二十节，太阳和星辰多日不显露，又有狂风大浪吹逼，我们得救的指望就绝望了。
See, for Paul, the anxiety of this storm they were encountering was overbearing.
So, 对于保罗来说，暴风雨带来的焦虑是难以忍受的。
Maybe for the first time, fear for their lives was starting to creep in.
可能这是他们生命当中第一次，他们对他们的生命产生了绝望。
For days, his ship was engulfed in a relentless storm, tossing the boat any which way.
连续的几天中，这艘船被无情的风暴吞没，船向各个方向颠覆。
They hadn't seen the sun nor the stars in days.
他们已经好几天没有看见太阳和星星了。
These were essential for ship navigation.
而这些对于船舶的航行来说是至关重要的。
They didn't know which direction they were heading.
他们不知道自己要去哪个方向。
And verse 20 puts a bow on the morale of all of these men.
第二十节让这些人的士气大跌。
All hope that we should be saved was taken away.
我们得救的指望都绝了。
Utter hopelessness.
彻底的绝望了。
Hearts broken.
心碎了。
Minds perplexed.
心中一片迷茫。
Spirits crushed.
精神也崩溃了。
Hopeless.
绝望。
You know this feeling.
你知道这种感觉。
A cancer diagnosis.
有人得到癌症的诊断。
The loss of a loved one.
失去了亲人。
An adulterous affair.
发现了婚外恋的事件。
A prodigal child.
数都数不过来。
None of us are immune.
我们谁都不能幸免。
We will all succumb to moments of hopelessness in life.
我们所有人都会屈服在生活中绝望的时刻。
But God.
但是神。
The light of the world.
世界的光是无法征服的。
Is unconquerable.
是不能征服的。
Look at verses 21 through 26. After they had gone a long time without food, Paul stood up before them and said, Men, you should have taken my advice not to sail from Crete. Then you would have spared yourselves this damage and loss.
使徒行传第二十七章二十节，众人多日没有吃什么，保罗就出来站在他们中间说：众位，你们本该听我的话，不离开格里底，免得遭这样的伤损破坏。
But now I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost, only the ship will be destroyed.
二十二节，现在我还劝你们放心，你们的性命一个也不失上，独丧失这条船，这船。
Last night, an angel of the God whom I belong and whom I serve stood beside me.
二十三节，因我所侍奉的神，他的使者昨夜站在我的旁边说。
And said, Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar. And God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you.
保罗，不要害怕，你必定站在该撒面前，并且与你同船的人，神都赐给你了。
So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me.
所以众位可以放心，我信神，他怎样对我说，事情也要怎样成就。
In the midst of utter hopelessness comes the light from above.
在这绝对的失望当中，有一道光从天而降。
Paul says, Now take courage.
保罗说，现在鼓起勇气。
Paul, how can you tell us to take courage?
保罗，你怎么能说要有勇气呢？
Look around us, Paul.
看看我们的周围。
Look at this storm.
看看这个暴风雨。
Look at our hopeless circumstances.
看看我们绝望的处境。
Take courage.
鼓起勇气，保罗。
How?
我们怎么样呢？
Paul says, because an angel stood by me.
保罗强调说，因为有天使站在我的身边。
A messenger from heaven.
来自天堂的天使。
And he reinforced that I must stand before Caesar in Rome.
天使强调，我必须在罗马站在凯撒的面前。
The light of God has pierced down through the darkness and told me to stand firm.
神的光穿透了黑暗，告诉我要坚定立场。
God is in control.
神在掌控。
And this messenger told me, take courage.
这个使者告诉我要有勇气。
You see, God has already determined the outcome.
神已经决定了将要发生的结果。
And when God speaks, it is so.
当神说话的时候，事情就会这样。
Paul says, I believe God.
保罗说，我相信神。
I believe it'll happen exactly as it was told to me.
我相信事情会这样发生，会像神说的完全的一样的发生。
And like an ambassador, Paul would declare that Jesus is our only hope, which is our truth for today.
保罗像大使一样宣告，耶稣是我们唯一的希望，我们，这就是我们今天的真理。
In the midst of life's storms, Jesus is our only hope.
在人生的风暴当中，耶稣是我们唯一的希望。
But church, somebody has to be willing.
但在教会中，有些人必须要愿意。
Somebody has to be willing to stand up and declare that Jesus Christ is our only hope.
必须有人愿意站起来宣扬耶稣基督。
Paul was willing.
保罗愿意。
Paul was willing because he believed in the promises of God.
保罗愿意，因为他相信神的应许。
And I pray that no matter what storm in life you encounter, you will stand up and proclaim, I believe God.
我祷告，无论你遇到什么样的风暴，你都能站起来宣告，我相信神，我相信事情一定会像神所说的那样发生。
I believe it will happen exactly as God says.
我相信一定会按照神所说的那样发生。
And I want to encourage you this morning, if you're in a stormy season of life right now, you're not alone.
如果你正处于你自己人生的暴风雨的季节，我想跟你说一件事，你并不孤单。
If Christ is in your heart, he's with you every step of the way.
如果基督在你的心中，他就会一路与你同行。
He knows your circumstances.
他知道你的情况。
And his timing is impeccable.
他的时机是无可挑剔的。
The church is here for you today.
教会也在这里随时地为你服务。
The Acts chapter 2 church would surround each other.
就在使徒行传的第二章，教会在每个人的周围。
Nobody lacked for anything.
没有人缺乏任何的东西。
And I want to encourage you, if you're struggling with something today,
我鼓励你，如果你今天正在与什么事情挣扎，
maybe an addiction,
或者是药物的上瘾，
maybe a devastating loss,
或者是毁灭性的损失，
anything,
任何事情，
the church is here for you.
教会都会帮助你，为你服务。
Talk to somebody.
找个人谈一谈。
Christians should never walk alone.
基督徒永远不应该独自地面对困难。
Our next point, sometimes the character of men, well, it's uncertain.
第二点我要分享的是，人的性格是不确定的，不稳定的。
Look at verses 29 to 31. Fearing that we would be dashed against the rocks, they dropped 4 anchors from the stern and prayed for daylight.
使徒行传27章29到31节，29节，恐怕撞在石头上，就从船尾抛下4个锚，盼望天亮。
In an attempt to escape from the ship, the sailors let the lifeboat down into the sea, pretending they were going to lower some anchors from the bow.
水手想要逃出船去，把小船放在海里，假作要从船头抛锚的样子。
Then Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, "Unless these men stay with the ship, you cannot be saved."
保罗对百夫长和兵丁说，这些人若不等在船上，你们必不能得救。
See, storms can reveal a person's true character.
暴风雨能暴露一个人的真实性格。
It's the midnight hour of the 14th night on this wretched journey.
这是悲惨旅程的第十个晚上的午夜。
They suspected that they were approaching land, and they were correct.
他们怀疑他们即将接近陆地，他们是正确的。
They would drop anchors and hope to see land for the first time in 14 days.
他们会抛锚，希望在14天内第一次看到陆地。
And verse 30 says that some of the shipmen sought to flee the ship.
在第30节说，一些船员尝试逃离这艘船。
They wanted to take the lifeboat for themselves and row themselves to shore.
他们要抢到那个救生艇，把自己划到岸边。
At this moment, the crew became only concerned about themselves.
在这一刻，船员们只关心他们自己。
With the hope of land near, their hearts turned inwards towards only saving themselves.
随着陆地的希望越来越近，这些水手他们内心的本能来拯救他们自己。
And this is so common.
这种情况很常见。
Some people will trust and put a little bit of hope in God until they see an alternate option, and then they'll take it.
有些人呢，他们相信神，直到他们看到可以替代神选择并转而转向。
They'll lean in towards God until they find another way of escape, trying to take their own path in life.
他们倾向于神的应许，直到他们找到可以依靠自己的道路。
They abandon God.
他们会放弃神。
They turn to themselves for self-reliance.
以神为代价而依靠他们自己。
And this is the same for salvation.
对于救恩来说也是这样的。
People self-righteously try to save themselves and abandon God.
人们自以为是地尝试拯救自己而抛弃神。
You see, but if we could save ourselves, then Christ died needlessly.
如果我们能够拯救自己，那么基督就毫无必要地去死了。
God sent his son to suffer.
神把他自己的儿子派到地上为我们受苦。
The just for the unjust.
以不义，以义人代替不义。
And he tells us about it throughout Scripture.
神在圣经中告诉我们这件事。
Yet, like Esau, many of us will reject God.
但是像以扫一样，很多的人为了暂时的满足而拒绝神。
Meanwhile, many of us will cling to God's word.
相反呢，许多人会坚信神的话语。
In verse 31, Paul says, "Except these soldiers abide in the ship, you cannot be saved."
就像在第31节保罗所说的，这些兵丁若不住在船上，他们就不能得救。
God had promised that none should perish if they stay in the boat.
神应许留在船上的人不会灭亡。
And Paul was determined to stand firm in his faith.
保罗决心坚定自己的信仰。
And lead others towards faith.
并带领其他人坚定信仰。
See, Paul was burdened in his heart for every soul on board.
保罗的心里对船上的每一个灵魂都有负担。
God had promised that all would be saved.
神应许所有的人都会得救。
And how courageously Paul, as a prisoner, would stand up and declare, "Men, salvation is this way."
作为囚犯的保罗是多么的勇敢地站起来宣召，弟兄们，救恩就是这样。
And that's what we proclaim every time we speak about Jesus.
这就是我们每次讨论耶稣时所宣告的。
We declare the truth that salvation is this way through Jesus alone.
我们宣告 真理就是真理只能通过主基督耶稣而实现。
Jesus spoke of two foundations in Matthew 7.
耶稣在马太福音第七章谈到了两个根基。
The wise man believes in Jesus and builds their house on the rock.
相信耶稣的智者将他们的房子建造在磐石上。
The foolish man disbelieves and builds his house on the sand.
愚昧的人不信，把房子建在沙土上。
On the sand will be great collapse.
结果呢，他的房子会倒塌。
Which foundation are you on today?
今天的你在哪一个根基上呢？
In verse 32, the Bible says, So the soldiers cut the ropes and held the lifeboat and let it drift away.
在三十二节，百夫长和士兵们，他们就割断了绳索，让小船飘走。
The Roman centurions who had once ignored Paul's pleas now lean on Paul's wisdom.
曾经斥责保罗智慧的百夫长，他现在准备接受保罗的教导。
And the soldiers would swing down their knives and cut the ropes and let the lifeboat go.
士兵们呢，挥刀砍断了绳索，让救生艇被抛得远去。
Every soul aboard the ship would be saved.
船上的每一个灵魂都会被拯救。
And like the centurion soldier who cuts loose the lifeboat, Christians, when we give the gospel, we are cutting loose from the hearts of men any attempt to find salvation outside of Jesus.
就像百夫长和士兵砍断救生艇的绳索一样，基督徒呢，我们也应该挥舞着福音的斧头，福音呢，消除任何在基督耶稣之外得到救赎的尝试。
The gospel declares Christ and him crucified.
福音宣告基督并他钉十字架。
The gospel declares the resurrection of Jesus.
福音宣告复活。
The gospel declares Jesus Christ as our only hope.
福音宣告基督是唯一的希望。
For he alone is the resurrection and the life.
因为只有他才是复活和生命。
And these are trustworthy statements.
这些都是值得信赖的。
Paul had gone from a prisoner on this boat to now being the most valuable person on the ship.
保罗在这艘船上从囚犯变成了领袖。
Why? Because he had faith in God.
为什么现在他是这个船上最有价值的人？因为他对神有信心。
Paul would offer a visible and audible demonstration that he trusted God in verse 35.
在第三十五节中，保罗用看得见、听得见的方式表明了对神的信任。
He broke bread. He prayed a prayer of thanksgiving that would surely include a thankful message for deliverance from the storm.
他掰饼做了感恩的祈祷，其中肯定包括对从暴风雨中获到救赎的信息的感恩。
That bread would provide temporary strength for the men.
这个掰饼和祷告会给这些人当时的信心和坚强。
But Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
耶稣在马太福音的四章四节说，经上记着说，人活着不单是靠食物，乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
Where do you receive your spiritual nourishment?
我们从哪里得到我们真正属灵上的滋养呢？
It's in the pages of scripture.
是在圣经的页面当中。
If you're in a storm of life, this is your nourishment.
如果你处在你人生的风暴当中，圣经的话语就是你。
Jesus is the bread of life.
耶稣是生命的粮。
We get our strength from the word of God.
我们从神的话语中获得力量。
And the word of God declares the faithfulness of our God.
神的话语就宣告了我们神的信实。
And God's faithfulness is everlasting.
神的信实永远长存。
I love verse 44. This is the climax of the entire story.
使徒行传二十七章四十四节，这是这个事件的高潮。
Verse 44 says, The rest were to get there on planks or on other pieces of the ship. In this way, everyone reached land safely.
其余的人可以用板子或船上的零碎东西上岸。 这样,众人都得了救,上了岸。
Just as God had promised, those who stayed on the ship would be saved.
正如神所应许的那样,那些留在船上的人都得救了。
Not a soul who trusted God was not saved.
没有一个信靠神的灵魂失丧。
Because God's promises are everlasting.
因为神的信实,神的应许是长存的。
God is unlimited.
神是没有局限的。
He has the power and capability to always do what he says he'll do.
神有力量和能力做他说他会做的一切事情。
God cannot overcommit himself.
神不会过度的承诺。
God cannot overpromise and underperform.
神不承诺过多,履行不足。
God would promise Abraham a son, and God came through.
神应许亚伯拉罕一个儿子,神承诺了。
God promised Israel a land.
神应许以色列人会有一块地。
This seemed highly unlikely when the nation of Egypt was under captivity.
当这个国家被埃及囚禁的时候,这似乎是不太可能的事情。
Yet we know that God upheld his promise.
然而我们知道神兑现了这个应许。
Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
诗篇46章1节,神是我们的避难所,是我们的力量,是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
If you are in the storms of life right now, God is present, and he is your only hope.
如果你正处在你自己人生的风暴当中,神是你的磐石,神会与你同在,神会帮助你。
But we must heed a warning too.
但是我们要注意神的警告。
Though God is faithful, we must never try to manufacture situations to force God to demonstrate his faithfulness.
虽然神是信实的,但我们绝对不能尝试制造一些情况来强迫神证实他的信实。This
is the tactic of Satan.
这是撒旦的诡计。In
Matthew 4, Satan twisted and misquoted scripture, encouraging Jesus to jump from the top of the pinnacle of the temple.
在马太福音的第四章, 撒旦歪曲并错误地引用圣经,鼓励耶稣从圣殿的顶峰跳下去。Wisely,
our Lord quoted scripture.
我们的主耶稣明确地引用了圣经。But
we tempt God when we put ourselves in circumstances that force him to work a miracle on our behalf.
当我们将自己置于迫使神为我们创造奇迹的环境中时,我们就是在试探神。
This is like a man who plays with a rattlesnake and expects Jesus to care for him if he gets bit.
就好像一个人他在跟响尾蛇玩耍,在被咬之后,他期待耶稣来照顾他,解救他。
We must not tempt our Lord's faithfulness.
我们不能试探主的信实。
But rest assured, he is so faithful to his word.
神是信实的,会坚守他的承诺。
You may be lifting up heavy prayers to God this week.
在这周,你可能会向神述说你沉重的祷告。
I cannot promise how God will answer.
我不能保证神会如何地回答。
Or when he'll answer.
什么时候神会回答你的祷告。
But I can promise God hears.
但我可以向你保证神会听到。
And I can promise he knows.
我也可以向你保证神都知道。
And I can promise whatever storm is happening in your life, it'll be exactly as God says it'll be.
我可以保证你生命中发生任何的风暴都将完全按照神所说的那样。
You see, I believe in the God whom I serve.
我相信我所服侍的神。
I believe in the one true God.
我相信那一个唯一的真神。
The God whose promises never fail.
神承诺他永远都不会让我们 独处。
The God who says, I know the plans I have for you.
神说, 我知道我对你的计划。
The God who said, I'm sending you a suffering servant who will be pierced through for your transgression.
神说我会, 派给你, 受难的仆人。
The God who says, I know you.
神说我知道你。
I formed you in your mother's womb.
神说我在你的母胎里已经创造了你。
I believe the God who says, I love you.
我相信神说我爱你。
I believe the God who never fails.
我相信神永远都不会使你失望。
Because the cross has spoken forever.
因为十字架永远地向你说话。
Many of us weep like Mary and Martha at the loss of Lazarus.
我们当中许多人都像玛利亚和马大一样，因失去了拉沙路而哭泣。
But just know that our Lord weeps with you.
但你要知道，我们的主与你一同的哭泣。
Maybe you're on the ship of life today, and I stand before you and I say, take courage.
也许你今天就在有风暴的生命的船上。
The light of the world.
在你的面前说，鼓起勇气。 Sorry.
The light of the world is here.
世界的光就在这里。
The solid rock of Christ is the foundation for all.
基督坚固的磐石是一切的根基。
And this is the narrative of the entire Bible.
这就是整本圣经所要叙述的事情。
Without Christ, all of humanity is hopeless.
没有基督，全人类都是没有希望的。
There is no rescue available for our sin without Christ.
我们的罪没有基督不会得到赦免。
Without Christ, there is no grace and there is no mercy for sin.
没有基督，我们在罪里就没有恩典和怜悯。
Our God is for you.
我们的神是为了我们。
He sends the Savior who rescues sinners from their sin.
他派遣救世主将罪人从罪恶中拯救出来。
And if our God is for you, who can be against you?
如果我们的神支持你, 谁还能反对你呢?
Neither Satan nor his schemes will ever defeat the eternal work of Christ's crucifixion and resurrection.
撒旦和他的阴谋, 无法挫败基督被钉十字架和复活的永恒的工作。
The darkness of this world shudders in fear at the presence of the light of the world.
这个世界的黑暗在世界之光存在下会恐惧而颤抖。
Our God, so rich in mercy and grace, made the way of salvation on the cross.
我们的神充满了怜悯和恩典，在十字架上开辟了拯救的道路。
He has reached his hand down from heaven to each one of us and rescues us from our sin.
神向全人类都伸出了大能的手，将我们从罪恶当中拯救出来。
And scripture promises this truth is available for all.
圣经应许这个真理适用于每一个人，所有的人。
Behold the Lamb who came to take away the sins of the world.
看哪，羔羊来除去世人的罪孽。
Behold your God who has paid it all, the Lord Jesus.
定睛在你的神，他已经为你付出了一切的代价，基督耶稣。
And he took those sins on the cross and he rescued us from certain eternal separation.
他在十字架上担当了这些罪孽，将我们从永恒的分离中拯救出来。
Through his suffering, we have been raised to new life.
通过他的痛苦，我们得到了高举。
By his wounds, we are healed.
借着他的鞭伤，我们得到医治。
But we must believe.
但是我们必须相信。
Faith in Christ and repentance of sin.
对基督的信心和对自己罪的悔改。
If we don't believe, we're no different than the men who jumped into the lifeboat to try to save themselves.
如果我们不相信，我们就和那些要跳进救生艇寻求自救的人没有任何的不同。
And any attempt at salvation outside of the cross is certain death.
任何在十字架之外寻求拯救的尝试都是必死无疑的。
The same faith Paul had in the ship.
保罗对这艘船也有同样的信心。
The same faith that says, I believe in God.
同样的信仰说, 我相信神。
That's how we must respond.
这就是我们必须要做出的回应。
Romans 10:13。
罗马书十章十三节。
Whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved.
因为凡求告主名的就必得救。
In just a few minutes, you're going to have a chance to come and to receive the light of the world into your heart, the Lord Jesus Christ.
只需要几分钟，你就会有机会将世界的光接受到你的心中，通过主基督耶稣。
So let's take our lessons from the two types of men on this ship.
让我们总结一下，让我们从这艘船上的两种人身上吸取教训。
There's the godless person who is selfish and jumps into the ship, into the lifeboat, trying to save themselves.
有一类人是无神论者，就是自私的人，逃船的人。他们对自己说：“我会救我自己，跳到这艘船上，我们就可以滑到岸上。”这就是没有基督生活的人。
This is all those who live life without Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
这一类人就是所有那些没有基督耶稣在他们生命当中的人。
Or there's the believer.
另一类就是信徒。
The person who stands up and says, I trust in the Lord Jesus.
那些被分别出来成圣的人说，我相信神的人。
The person who stands on the word of God in the midst of trials.
一个在试探中坚守神话语的人。
The person who will declare the light of the world in the midst of darkness.
在黑暗中传扬神话语的人。
The person whose faith is unshakable because they have sought and believed in the Lord Jesus.
这些人他寻求并相信耶稣，他们的信心不可动摇。
The person that believes that Christ was the ransom payment for our sin.
相信基督是救赎，是我们救赎祭的人。
Each of us is one of these two.
我们在座的每一个人都是这两类人当中的一种。
We either trust God or we don't.
我们要么相信神，要么不相信神。
We either have true faith in Jesus Christ or we don't.
我们要么有信仰，要么没有信仰。
We either stay in the boat or jump in the life raft.
我们要么留在船上，要么跳到救生艇，依靠自己逃亡。
I ask you right now to prepare your hearts to trust Jesus Christ.
我请求你们做好准备，相信基督。
To receive by faith the saving message of Jesus on the cross.
遵守他的话语，并且与世界分享基督耶稣的好消息。
And to live a life sharing the good news of Jesus around the world.
并向世界来分享主基督耶稣的好消息。
Whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
凡信靠他的人不至于灭亡，反得永生。
Prepare your heart to be rescued from your sin by Jesus.
准备好你的心，让耶稣将你从罪恶中拯救出来。
I'm going to invite our worship team up to prepare us to receive the word. And to respond. But I'm going to invite you today to believe in the Lord Jesus. He is our only hope.
我们要请敬拜团队上来，我要邀请你开放自己的心，来接受主基督耶稣在你的心中。耶稣是我们唯一的希望。
Father God, I just thank you, Lord, that you sent your son Jesus to die on this earth.
亲爱的天父，感谢您把您的独生子，降世为人。
If there's any among us who wants to receive the words of eternal life, let them come forward now.
如果今天我们当中任何的人愿意敞开他们的心扉，谦卑下来，愿意接受主基督耶稣，请他走到这里。
God promises that all who would believe in Jesus will be saved.
主神应许所有承认自己的罪、谦卑的人都可以得到主基督耶稣的救赎。
Prepare our hearts to receive Jesus today.
准备我们的心，让我们的心来接受耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.